live.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free. The Friday night edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
You can bring up any old thing, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, whatever is on your mind goes. Of course, and pop culture as well. Anything at 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. You can tune into the live stream that we have there, or rather the live streams, because we have the broadband version. We've got the dial-up version, so everybody who's connected to the internet, basically, can listen absolutely free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, you can give them a call at 1-888-532-4604. That's toll-free. Or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So we got all kinds of stuff on our minds tonight, and if you don't call in and control the show, then we have to bring stuff up. So, Torgo, let's start with you tonight. What do you got?
I was looking at our friendly neighborhood prep source.
Mm-hmm. Bark.com?
Bark.com.
Uh-huh.
And I saw just all these articles about lawsuits, and one thing that I hate is I hate people who abuse the legal system for just ridiculous, ridiculous things that they should be taking care of themselves.
Right.
All right, so we're going to start with this one. A woman sued Yahoo Incorporated for $3 million, alleging that the internet site failed to fulfill a promise to remove nude pictures from the web. To remove nude pictures of her from
right.
the web. Cecilia Barnes, age 48, which means nude pictures of a 48-year-old woman, which
not good news.
Yeah. If I were Yahoo, I would just remove them on principle, whether or not they were hers or not.
I don't think it would attract a large viewership, that's for sure. I mean, I'm sure there are guys that are into that and everything.
Yeah, well, those guys are sick. Sick! In a lawsuit filed on Tuesday, she claims an ex-boyfriend began posting unauthorized personal profiles of her containing the photos that were taken.
Right.
The profiles included her email address and her work phone number. The former boyfriend also engaged in online discussions in Yahoo chat rooms while posing as her and directing men to the profiles that he had set up.
Okay.
Due to those profiles and the chats that were going on, unknown men would arrive without warning at her work, expecting to engage in sexual relations with her.
Whoa.
They're idiots, then.
Yeah, those people are dumb. Very, very, very stupid.
Well, now they're just horny. I don't know if that means that they're stupid. They thought they were really talking to a woman. I mean, people are gullible.
I will not meet someone online if I have not spoken to them on the phone. Won't do it.
Oh, I see. That's okay. Good point. Yeah, just from having like an IM chat, they met the girl. That's true. Okay.
Right. I mean, if you're just talking to somebody in the chat room, she's like, "Yeah, come to my office and we'll get it on." And you're just like, "Okay, I'm getting in my car right now."
Yeah, okay,
yeah, you
good
deserve
point.
What you get.
I agree with you. I forgot about that. They hadn't talked to her.
It's only 120 miles to where you are.
Right. She sent Yahoo a letter in January saying that she did not create the profiles and wanted them removed.
Hmm.
Additional attempts to get Yahoo to remove them in February and March did not get a response. So, she's claiming that they failed to fulfill a promise, but they never really replied to her in the first place. So, they didn't really say anything. I guess by her complaining, they just somehow unknowingly made the promise to remove
so
the photos.
Yeah, so if I email Yahoo and say, "I want you to give me $3 million," and they don't email me back, that means they promised to give me $3 million.
Apparently right? so, yeah.
Well, I think that it's reasonable to assume that Yahoo should take down the nude photos of you after 3 months.
Of course they should. She's just approaching it in the wrong manner, that's all.
Well, the thing is, she couldn't get any. She couldn't get anything done otherwise.
Well, she couldn't get a response from them, so she's filing this lawsuit. I can see where she's coming from on it. I don't have a problem with her lawsuit.
Her lawsuit is entirely misplaced.
How so?
It's not Yahoo's fault that those profiles are there, and even though they did not remove them, her lawsuit still needs to be filed against the person who has put these things
on.
Her issue is with him, not with Yahoo.
I agree with that. I wouldn't think that in Yahoo's terms and conditions that they would be able to take any responsibility for any photos that anybody posts on there, because you could have somebody, I mean, there's so many people that post profiles on Yahoo, there'd be no way to moderate them all. I mean, there'd be no way to pay somebody to go through those.
I'm not talking about moderation. I'm talking about, like, she made a direct complaint, and there should be, I'm talking about customer service.
Sure.
And there's a complete lack of it.
Right, but you can't sue a company for having poor customer service.
I think you can. If that customer service includes naked pictures of me, yeah,
well,
I think
you
so.
Shouldn't have taken those naked pictures then.
Here's the thing, Manwich. If I have naked photos of you, and, you know, we're not going to get into any underlying reasons behind it. If I have naked photos of you, and I pretend, hey, I'm Manwich, you know, and I get on a Yahoo chat room like, come down to my office and we'll
That's
have
fraud.
Sex.
That would be fraud.
That
right?
would be fraud, and I would be the one at fault, not the chat service.
No.
Well, if I then, since you pretended to be me and posted my pictures of naked pictures of me on the internet, mm-hmm. I think that I could. I think it's reasonable to expect that Yahoo should, you know, after 3 months and several emails, respond.
That's $1 million a month. Is that reasonable?
I would ask for something high too. I would ask
$3
for something
million
high.
$3 million. $3 million. Come on. You know, part of the part of this whole thing.
If we had a loser's pay tort system, then
part of this whole. You're right about that. We can get into that in a moment. But a part of the problem here is this puritanical society that we have. Look, it's just nude pictures. I mean, is it going to ruin your life that there's somebody who's put nude pictures on the internet? Now, I understand the part that's bad is that she's got strange men showing up, in which case I agree with Torgo. In that case, she knows who it is. She knows who's behind it.
Right.
Sue the dude. You know, get
I'm
him
sure,
to make good.
I'm sure he's included, too.
Yeah,
Yahoo needs to step up and take the damn photos down, though.
Okay, now, see, here's what will happen. Yahoo, if the courts or a law enforcement agency came to Yahoo and said, these photos are not this person, take them offline, Yahoo would take them offline immediately. But if I sent Yahoo an email and, you know, let's say I found some girl who had nude pictures of herself in her profile.
Right.
I sent Yahoo an email and said, those are me and I didn't authorize that. Take them offline.
Mm.
And they did so, there'd be some issues going on.
Right.
And not, you know,
it's just annoyance.
Right. That's true. But still, that would. It's just they're looking.
They don't take responsibility.
Yeah, they're not taking responsibility for it. If those pictures get posted online by a user, it's not their job to validate every person.
Right.
Who
this is part of the victimhood mentality that a lot of Americans have, and the litigious society has contributed to this, in that everybody thinks, oh, it's not my fault that I took nude and allowed nude photos of myself to be taken.
I don't think the fact that you allowed nude photos to be taken means that they should be forever immortalized on Yahoo.
You allowed them to be taken, and you did not restrict their use at the time with a contract. I'm assuming she didn't.
Actually, honestly, in order for your likeness to be used, they have to have a contract. You're protected when the photos are taken.
Mm-hmm.
The only way that you can publish those photos, you have to give up those rights. You don't have to sign a contract securing your rights.
Wait, I can't use somebody's likeness even if I'm not profiting from it?
You can't use someone's likeness without their permission, no.
Huh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
You got a comment, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Now, Manwich, can you describe what loser pays is? Because it sounds confusing.
Basically, it's
how? How does that sound confusing?
It to me, what it would mean in this particular case is that, you know, if this woman lost her case against Yahoo, she would have to pay the, besides paying her lawyers, she would have to pay Yahoo's lawyers, which would be, you know, probably thousands of dollars, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And all the court costs.
And any other losses that the company may have realized as a result of this lawsuit.
So she's going to kind of weigh that against what it is she's asking for. I mean, you know, if this is a frivolous lawsuit, and I'm not so sure it is a frivolous lawsuit, but if this is a frivolous lawsuit and she doesn't expect to get anything, she has a possibility of losing something. And I feel like you should put something on the line if you're going to, ask for somebody to be damages from someone.
$3 million. There's no way that these photos have damaged her to the tune of $3, let alone maybe $3 worth of lost time at work or $30 or something like that. But $3 million?
I think that what the lawsuit should be is that Yahoo has to take them down immediately.
800-259-9231. More litigious garbage on the way. Your calls as well. You take control of the show. The Friday Night Edition. This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with over 17,000 posts for you to surf around through and about 500 people interacting there, so be sure you go and check that out. It's absolutely free. And of course, it's available for you at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
The Friday night edition of the show, anything goes, just like it is all six nights a week. We do it Monday through Friday from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern. And we also have a live Saturday show from 7 until 10 o'clock Eastern. And tomorrow night on the Saturday show, we're expecting to have a couple new affiliates. WNTK and WUVR up in the great state of New Hampshire.
Excellent Woo! News.
So we are excited about that. So be sure you're here with us for the Saturday show. We're talking about some litigious people, people that are filing totally unnecessary or almost completely unnecessary lawsuits. We had the woman who is currently suing Yahoo for $3 million because one of her ex-boyfriends posted some of her nude pictures on a fake profile, masquerading as the actual woman and actually giving out her work phone number. Apparently, this is all Yahoo's fault. And does it actually say in the article whether or not this guy is also part of the lawsuit?
No, it just says that she sued Yahoo Incorporated for $3 million.
That's probably because
Corp doesn't have any money.
Well, right, yeah, that's exactly why. You got to go where the money is, I guess. She's
probably why she left him.
That's probably the case, too. So what else do we have? I know you've got another one there, Torgo.
Yeah, let's see. This one's actually out of South Africa, which I didn't know before I brought it in, but that's fine. We're worldwide here.
Absolutely.
We're international on Free Talk Live.
Have we ever got a call from South Africa?
Not yet.
This could draw it out.
Yeah.
If you're listening in South Africa, give us a call.
In South Africa, the Supreme Court of Appeal ruled on Friday in favor of a Cape Town boy who was shocked after climbing a power company pylon near his home. The court confirmed an earlier court
ruling.
You
shouldn't be climbing pylons, I don't think.
No.
They found the company negligent for failing to take adequate precautions to prevent the public from climbing its electricity pylons.
Okay.
But now,
they put the electricity way up in the air.
Yeah, evidence showed that on August 4th last year, the 11-year-old boy got through the pylon's anti-climbing device, which is a...
What is that?
A big fence of barbed wire. So what he did was...
Oh, there's a barbed wire fence around the pylon?
There's a barbed wire fence around it. So
that's not enough.
I was imagining this thing out in the African savanna somewhere, and, you know, just like unattended, and the little boy, you know, finds the pylon and climbs it. Apparently it's got a fence around it with barbed wire, huh?
Yeah, it's got a barbed wire fence around it that then he made his way through.
Okay.
He pushed the barbed wire out of the way and stretched it and made his way through the barbed wire.
Okay.
Then, intrigued by the glass insulators that were there, which he called greenish-colored glass saucers, he like, I want to touch
How
one.
How old was this kid?
11.
Pow. Okay.
So he's like, I want to touch one. As he did so, his head went too near an overhanging line carrying 66,000 volts of electricity.
Ooh.
And
he's lucky to be alive to have a lawsuit.
Yeah, yeah, and the judges ruled in his favor, saying that it's the power company's fault that this kid made his way through the barbed wire fence and climbed the pylon and hit his head on a power line.
Hey, yeah, they should have put a big metal barrier around the entire
machine guns.
Thing.
Apparently,
they needed ninjas posted around the tower so that way unsuspecting mischievous children could make their way to the fence trying to get through and then be killed instantly. No one
insane.
To sue at that point.
Let's be clear that the biggest mistake the power company made here is that the kid didn't die.
I mean, that's not true because then his parents would be suing for even more money.
It's true.
I think that
they should have doubled the voltage.
Bills are the biggest problem here.
Really, I think
if he would have died instantly, I think there would be less of a lawsuit. And I'm not saying that I want the kid to die. All I'm saying is that as far as from a legal standpoint,
in Ian's utopian society, what would happen is the kid would have gotten injured or killed or whatever from the power line,
and then the power company
would have sent their shock troops to the parents' house take them out.
And the parents would have had to pay restitution.
Because I'm sure that probably knocked some power out from a couple of homes. That's revenue that the power company is losing
because
they have to credit those people for the hour and a half they were out of power.
Dude, if he was trespassing, if you're on my property and you fall into a tiger pit with spikes in it, you don't get to sue me. You were trespassing on my property.
Oh, I don't agree with the lawsuit either.
Okay.
That's fine.
I don't agree with the tiger pit analogy, but Andy would put them in a debtor's prison, and they would have to work it off, you know, to all the families whose power had been outed and to the power company.
He'd have to go to each of their houses with an exercise bike that's hooked up to a generator and power their homes by pedaling for an hour.
For that,
ladies, come first on Free Talk Live. Let's go to the phones. Amy in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Manwich. Hello, Amy.
Good evening.
Hello. Hi, Amy.
Hello.
How are you guys tonight?
Good.
How about yourself?
I'm absolutely wonderful.
What's on your mind, Amy?
I just wanted to know where the heck the mom was. I mean, I'm a mom of two. Mm-hmm. My kids would not even be anywhere close to that. And
well,
I got to say, at 11 years old, I was venturing out. I had my own bicycle, you know, and I could have got, if there was a power line, I could have gotten into that kind of trouble, I must say. But I think that a fence, probably enough to keep the kid away. And
well, what I'm just saying is your mother has taught you by the age 11 what's right or wrong.
Yep.
And if it happened, it was because she didn't teach him what went on.
Right.
Well, she probably told the kid not to put his fingers in the light sockets, but she probably never thought to instruct him to not go near the power cable.
Come on, my mom taught me to stay the heck away from power cables.
Really?
Those things are very dangerous.
See, my mom actually made me lick a power station when I was a kid in order to teach me not to play around.
One of those green brick stations that they have around?
Yeah, she bypassed the barbed wire fence for me and told me to climb the pylon.
That explains that.
Hey, Amy, we've never
stuck your hand in a hot stove, too, all that.
Quiet, you. Amy, we've never heard from you before on Free Talk Live. Are you a new listener?
I am.
Now, how long have you been listening to the show for?
About 20 minutes.
I was going to say 20 minutes.
That's fantastic.
Amy is my fault.
Oh!
I know. I just made it sound like she's a bad thing. But
wait, is this a setup? Did you set up this call?
I did not set up the phone call. No.
But you know who this is.
See, what happened was I had some naked photos of my ex-girlfriend, and I was posing as her on the internet, and I met Amy. No, Amy's just someone that I met that I was talking to earlier today.
Oh, right on. Well, hey, Amy, we've got something called the Shrine of Female Listeners here on Free Talk Live. I see that you're on the internet listening to the show.
I saw that.
You did see the shrine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, well, would you consider joining something like that? It's exclusive, Amy.
It's
special.
It's our special little club.
I actually thought about calling when you made the comment about showing pictures of nude women on there, but I decided to hold off on
that. Is that because you have some pictures of yourself in that manner?
He asked for me to send them to him, and I did not, of course.
Well, you could send them to me. You can send them to me, and then we'll censor them and put them up on the web.
We wouldn't let Torgo see them.
No, absolutely not. Well, Amy, think about it. Check out freetalklive.com, and if you feel so inclined, and no, they don't have to be nude pictures.
No,
they don't have to be.
We won't object if they are, though. And send us a picture.
We'll censor them, though.
We'll put you up on the website, and any time that that a lady calls in, including you, Amy, you get straight to the front of the line. So there was a couple guys on hold, and we brought you up in front of those guys. So call us again sometime. We really appreciate hearing from you, okay?
Have a good night, guys.
Thank you,
Amy.
See ya. It was... Hey, Torga, was she a MILF?
I really am not at liberty to discuss that.
All right, more coming up. Your show, you take control. Don is on the line. He wants to talk about tendencies in the news. This is, again, Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. Political, personal, 800-259-9231, the Friday night edition. Anything goes, as always, 1-800-259-9231. Take control.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269 or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It is the Friday night edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. Well, we did have Don on the line, but I guess he just couldn't hang through the break. Couldn't cut it. So
he's impatient.
Oh, well, you know, things happen. You know, you're on a cell phone, the cell phone goes dead, or you get home, you're driving home from work, and you get home, you got to fix the kids' dinner. Sometimes you have priorities.
Maybe his house caught on fire.
You never know. You really don't. So 800-259-9231, that's 1-800-259-9231. So we've been talking about these litigious people, these crazy lawsuits, the kid that climbed the power tower. The power tower?
The Tower of Power.
And he apparently grabbed a hold or accidentally hit his head on the power cables themselves while he was reaching for a pretty green box of some sort that was up there. And now he's suing as a result of it. Is it his parents that are suing, or can you actually be an 11-year-old and sue a power company in South
Africa? I guess they're suing on his behalf, probably.
I have no idea. The boy's father sued.
Okay.
And as a result of the injuries, the boy had extensive burns covering around 25 to 30% of his upper body, leaving his neck, shoulders, chest, back, and arms severely scarred. So he was generally burned and scarred around the face, breast, neck, chest, and head area. And he is now permanently disabled and has constant pain.
Bum.
Good.
Well, I'm not saying good.
I'm saying good.
He definitely learned his lesson, I would think. And he did win the lawsuit.
I think it's sad that happened, but at the same time, he went through a fence and then climbed a big tower and then touched some electrical stuff. I've got to say that this is mostly the fault of bad parenting.
It is the fault of bad parenting, and while it is tragic that their child had to be severely injured for them to realize it, I'm saying good that maybe these parents understand that they're terrible at raising children.
1-800-259-9231 from LouRockwell.com, Stephen Taloup. Taloupi? Article entitled, So This Is How Liberty Dies. The Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America. We're all pretty familiar with it here, but in case you haven't heard it recently, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Does that need translation?
Technically, it's not unconstitutional what's going on. They can't violate the right if they completely take it away from you.
Well, that kind of brings back to the issue. We actually had a caller a couple nights ago who suggested that we don't have rights. He suggested there was no such thing as rights, and I found that very interesting.
Well, there is no thing as rights, but it's a term we use for what we have.
Well, it's a concept, and he was saying that you don't have them.
You know,
and as evidence that we don't have them.
He has a lot of logic behind his anarchist philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't agree with it and don't think it'll work. I think it's fine that he's out there.
Our rights aren't really working right now, necessarily. I mean, they're working to an extent, I suppose. I mean, we still sort of have the right to freedom of speech. We have a fraction of the Fourth Amendment right to privacy remaining. But if we really have rights, then how can they be so easily abrogated?
I don't think that people can live together without laws, and that's, you know, my issue there.
Okay.
I like his whole sovereignty thing. I think that's fantastic, though.
In the most recent episode of Star Wars, George Lucas takes his audience on a journey through the process of political decay. He illustrates the ironies and absurdities inherent in the collapse of a limited Republican form of government. He portrays the defenders of the Republic as confused and impotent, while he exposes the vile and conspiratorial nature of their imperial adversaries.
See, you know, that's just someone who needs to learn how to just watch a movie. You know?
Wait, you didn't pick all that up as you were watching that film?
Okay, you know what? I kind of did, but instead I decided, you know what, I'm just going to sit here and enjoy the outer space fantasy.
And not analyze it,
and stop caring for a couple of hours while I watch outer space combat.
I thought I enjoyed the hell out of Star Wars, and I could not avoid making the mental connections to political realities during that film. I couldn't. It was just like whopping me across the head like a mallet.
Well, part of that comes from the fact that you're obsessive.
It wasn't just me. Johnson was feeling the same way.
Oh, I know that. He's slightly less obsessive than you are, but you kind of live nothing but politics, so.
Well, okay. Nonetheless, I'm obviously not the only one.
I know you're not the only one. You're right. The guy who wrote an article for a political blog. You're right. Maybe he, you know, is someone to use as an example.
I felt the same way.
Thank you very much.
No, I'm saying I picked up on it as well, but at the same time, I didn't want
to. It didn't stop me from enjoying the movie at all.
I thought
it was more poignant.
But I don't really think there's any is necessary to sit there after the fact and friggin' analyze it. Just enjoy the story and leave it alone.
Okay. Well,
it's just a movie.
I think you can do it both ways.
I don't know. It bothers me a little bit. People are. It's the same reason why. It also bothers me when people watch Star Wars, the original Star Wars movies, and they're like, "What happens in that universe afterwards?" And they're like, "I can't just let it go. I can't just let it be a story.
So
it
they has have to write fan fiction." You mean
they have to write fanfic, or it's just it. Or they have to name their children Chewbacca, or just so they can't just watch a movie and enjoy the movie and then move on with their lives.
Well, that's the definition of a fanatic, absolutely. And I kind of agree with you on that one. I think that, although at the same time, I mean, that's their hobby. Star Wars is their life. You know, they really enjoy getting dressed up like Boba Fett and going around in public. I mean, that's their thing.
I understand that there are a lot of people who enjoy it, but then there are also a lot of people who can't let it go. There are a lot of people who couldn't function normally if they weren't doing that.
I'd say that if you're dressing up as Boba Fett.
You're not functioning normally anyway.
You might be in that category. not necessarily you are in that category. You just might be.
Uh-huh.
Take a look at yourself. You may not be normal if you're now standing there in a Boba Fett outfit.
Well, you know, I don't think it's fair. I don't think the term normal is really a fair term. I mean, because how are you judging that?
You're way, way out of what might be considered average.
Does normal and average mean like manwich? Because people might consider you abnormal for some of the things that you do.
I'd say that I have political leanings that are not normal.
We're not just talking about politics here. We're talking
the rest of my life is very normal.
Manwich is the most vanilla person I know.
I got a 76 Eldorado convertible, though.
Hot pink?
No, it's red.
It's light red.
Yeah.
Light red. It's lightish red. It's not pink. It's lightish red.
800-259-9231. But to the Star Wars fans out there, the fanatics, these people that write the fan fiction, there's enough of them to where there's obviously a demand for it. I mean, I could understand that if you were writing fan fiction and nobody was coming to read it, like if you were just writing it for yourself, just so you could imagine what happened after the last episode.
People who write like Strawberry Shortcake fan fiction.
Right. Yeah, so these people have others who are coming to read and enjoy what they're putting out there. So, to some extent, they're being rewarded, although not monetarily. They're being rewarded in that, you know, they might get an occasional email comment about the
You're right. You know, I think you're right. You would have a little bit more of a personal issue if you were just writing Star Wars fan fiction, like in your journal, just to read to yourself.
Yeah, that would be I think qualify as disturbed.
Yeah, you would fall into my creepy category at that point.
That's the
kind
of person who would actually change their name. I mean, let alone name their kids Chewbacca, but change their own name to Anakin or Luke Skywalker or something like that.
You know, and they'd go on some sort of their own Jedi training where they would change their hairstyle appropriately over the course of their life.
More about the death of liberty in America, or according to one article at least. Your calls as well, 800-259-9231. We'll talk about what the FBI is looking to do, looking to expand a little bit of power and destroy the Fourth Amendment even more. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. Anything goes. 1-800-259-9231.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control, 800-259-9231. Friday night, it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got archives. Last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the site. And then as you scroll through, you'll find that you can go vote for Free Talk Live at great sites like podtower.com. And as you scroll even farther down, you'll see there's a link that will take you 2 months' worth of archives, all the way back to March 1st, thanks to the good folks over at downloadradio.org. It's all available free. There's no membership section. There's no credit card fees or anything like that. You just go to freetalklive.com, and you get the archives for free. 800-259-9231. So the article from LouRockwell.com is, so this is how liberty dies. In the most recent episode of Star Wars, George Lucas takes his audience on a journey through the process of political decay. He illustrates the ironies and absurdities inherent in the collapse of a limited Republican form of government. He portrays the defenders of the Republic as confused and impotent, while he exposes the vile and conspiratorial nature of their imperial adversaries.
And it makes it clear that he has a nub fetish.
I was just going to say, you know, if he is making an allegory to any type of society, it's a Middle Eastern society.
Mm-hmm.
Tatooine, there's sand everywhere, there's a big bizarre marketplace where you can get swindled by a junk dealer, and everyone's hands are cut off.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about that. He has apparently enjoys lobbing things off in his movies.
It seems like everybody's had at least an arm cut off, or at least a hand.
Maybe that's how you become a man in the Star Wars world.
Luke lost his hand. Darth Vader, Anakin Skywalker, whatever, has had limbs severed on three separate occasions.
And to a total of seven limbs, I think.
Yeah, something like that. Mace Windu's hands were cut off.
Right, and this one.
Yep. Just the everyone's
Walrus Man or something in the first one, first episode in the bar.
Yep.
The cantina scene.
Right. Exactly.
You know, Ben Kenobi.
He lost an arm. Yep.
Yeah, it was. He just likes to lop off limbs. Well, any chance he gets, he cuts one off.
Yep, everyone loses a limb. That's just the way life goes.
It's a good way to put violence into your movie without actually having characters die off, though.
I was watching those movies, and I'm like, okay, I see the correlation when Anakin lost his hand, and like, oh, I see the correlation, Anakin lost his hand, and so then he cut his own son's hand off, whatever. And then I saw this movie, and I'm like, why? Why is everyone's hand cut off? I don't understand it.
We forgot the in this particular movie, the robot guy gets the robot protagonist. Whatever
he loses
his name.
Limb after limb.
Yeah, he lost like nine limbs. I don't know how many he had.
Six. General something. I can't remember.
General
Devious or
yeah,
General Grievous.
General Grievous.
That was a pretty cool character, I thought.
I thought the character was... I thought the name was kind of dumb.
The wheezing I didn't understand.
Yeah, I don't know why he had tuberculosis. That's the only thing I can't understand.
I mean, it was a robot, but I guess... He was a robot, I guess, okay. This makes sense, I suppose. He was a robot, but also a cyborg, because he had some sort of living...
Yeah.
Functioning parts.
Very small, functioning heart.
And now we're doing that type of analysis that we're like right on the edge of going to. Now, how was he constructed?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Before I finish this, I want to put my stormtrooper helmet
on.
Was
he made from titanium? All right. 800-259-9231. Ladies come first on Free Talk Live. Man, the night of the women callers here tonight, guys. Let's go to Maria in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torco and Manchella.
Hello.
Maria, what's on your mind?
Hi. Well, I just heard a comment. You relate it from another caller, I guess, who said that we don't have any rights.
That's what one of our callers suggested, yes.
Caller from the United... Was he calling from the United States?
Yes, I believe he was.
And was he aware of something we call the Bill of Rights?
Yes, absolutely he was.
Right, he's aware of the Bill of Rights, but his argument was the concept of rights in and of itself is erroneous, regardless of what it is we want to call the things we wrote down on paper 200 years ago.
He doesn't believe the government exists, sort of like he's a complete anarchist, so he doesn't... He only has the rights that, like, sort of a might makes right kind of concept. It's very difficult for us to defend his arguments. I don't believe them, and I can't remember all of his points.
I don't think I've signed... Actually, you're confusing the guy who made that claim with Gene, the Christian anarchist. There was two distinct callers.
Oh,
anyway,
really?
I'm not going to back him up either on this yet, but nonetheless, it was interesting food for thought, the idea that we don't have rights. How do you feel about that, Maria?
Well, I feel very strongly that we have rights, and we it's important for us to speak up in defense of our rights, especially Amendment 4.
Right.
Is
that one of your favorites, Maria?
Well, I like all of the
right.
The rights. The one I don't care too much about, but I'm trying to put my arms around, is the one to bear arms.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's my favorite one, Maria. I think that if you can't bear arms, then the rest of the rights are superfluous.
Well,
superfluous.
I do agree that there was a reason to write that, to put that into the Bill of Rights, the right to bear arms at the time, because the country was pretty primitive, and there were a lot of people that they had to defend themselves against.
Well, the reasoning they put the Second Amendment in there was because the founding fathers knew that tyrannical governments are very, very likely to confiscate weapons from people.
Right. Well,
and if the people don't have weaponry, whether it be guns or knives or whatever,
right,
they're not
going to
be able to defend themselves.
Right, of course, and we had to fight off the British and all that. But,
well, yeah, but it wasn't just because it was the British. They knew that for the future of America, this was crucial that people be able to bear arms against their government.
Not only against their government, but just to protect themselves
in life. Sure.
I mean, now, sure, you have to defend yourselves against
I'm more afraid of the religiosity of our current government as opposed to the militarism of our
government. Maria, hang on. We're going to come back to you, okay? So be patient. We'll be back with you in a moment. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Rights. We're going to explore, I think, the Second Amendment a little bit more. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Religiosity.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at quelldirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. I'm offering you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to receive a free booklet. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. We're inside hour number one, but we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So there's still plenty of chances for you to get on the phones and take control of the show. 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the update section, and much, much more. Bulletin board system, live streaming, freetalklive.com. It is all free. And it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Menwich.
Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun to Maria in Texas. Maria, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, you were concerned, Maria, with... You support the Bill of Rights, and you said you're working on trying to embrace if you will, the Second Amendment fully. Now, what is it that you're kind of afraid of in regards to the Second Amendment? What is preventing you from fully embracing that?
Well, I agree that we have the right to defend our homes. And as a liberal and a Democrat, I am changing my wish that we have a national law against gun control.
I think it's a national law for gun control, you mean?
Yes, a national law for gun control. Mm-hmm. I am going toward the view that it's a state's right issue.
Well,
strictly a state's right issue.
If the Constitution of the United States is for all of the United States and can't be overridden, if
it's
these are in fact
highest,
rights
yeah.
of
right.
people.
No, right. The Bill of Rights, that particular right is that it's okay for us to bear arms. So,
well, so therefore
state,
the states, since the Constitution is the highest law in the land, the states really don't have any say on that one.
No, it's a states' rights issue. And I think it, for me as a liberal Democrat, it's quite an accomplishment for me to be able to say,
you
okay.
You have definitely stepped out of the box.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
okay.
That I think it's up to the states. Like in Texas,
well, Maria,
we have a law that says people can carry guns.
Okay, now my question is...
guns.
Hold on, let me ask you a quick question here. You say it's a state's rights issue. I'm just wondering how you came to that conclusion. If it's a constitutionally granted right, how the states at that point get the right to decide whether or not it's going to be allowed or disallowed in that state and still call themselves a part of the United States of America.
Well, okay. Well, let me... pardon me for not answering your question. May I ask you a question? Do you think that every state should have equal gun laws, like we do here in Texas, that where people can carry concealed weapons? Do you think every state should have that law?
As a matter of fact, I think every state should have equal gun laws in the fact that there should be none.
That's what I was going to say. There should be absolutely no gun control legislation on any state's books,
well,
because any gun control legislation
children,
is unconstitutional.
Do you think that children have a right to have guns?
If their parents feel that it's necessary for their children to have them and they're responsible with them, sure. But you know what? The moment a child commits a crime with that gun, which would be not having the gun itself, but a violent crime with the gun, there's going to be an issue.
What about a 5-year-old taking a gun to his school?
That's a parenting issue.
I agree with you, because that happened here in Texas.
Well, the law, you know, no law is going to stop that from happening, Maria.
It would be good. I think that laws, and I think a lot of people, hunters especially, would agree with, I think they do agree with me on this. People I've read about in New Mexico, hunters and people who in the NRA, they support certain laws about guns that help keep them away from children, because children, come on, let's face it, a 5-year-old taking a gun to a school, that's a really dangerous thing.
It is dangerous, but one thing you got to understand is while you may have the right to bear arms, on my property, you don't have the right to be there. So if I run that school and I decide that you having a gun is dangerous and you're not allowed to be there, guess what? You won't be.
Hey, Maria, that was a great call. We would love to hear from you again. We're out of time for this hour, but thank you for calling. Call us again sometime and check out the freetalklive.com.
Well, and I resent you smirking at me for saying the word religiosity.
Okay, talk to you later, Maria. Thanks. 800-259-9231. Hour 2 on the way.
Shame on you, Scott.
If you're talking...